Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. Happy freaking Monday, champion. It's the last week of February. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's going to happen again next year. We're going to have a last week of February next year. And so this should come as no surprise to anybody that here we are. Hey, I want to also invite you before we get into today's powerful message. If you haven't booked your call about getting your message out there, and launching your movement, whatever that looks like. You don't even need to be a speaker or a consultant or a coach or anything like that. Just you want to get that thing. You know that thing that wakes you up at 3 o'clock every morning? That thing? Yeah, you want to get that done before you aren't able to see a last week of February ever again. Go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Book your call with your boy. Let's talk about what it is, that thing that stirs up inside your stomach, and get it out there. Time is the only thing that you cannot replace. You can always replace money. Money's not a big deal. You can't replace time, though. I invite you to book the call. So, hey, let's talk about it. I got a message on Instagram. A direct message came in overnight. Maybe it was this morning. Can't really tell. Not quite sure. Doesn't really matter. Sam, you talk about being through, and I'm just paraphrasing because I don't have Instagram open right now, but Sam, you talk about going through some difficult times in your life. I know you have. How'd you stay focused? I'm guessing this individual is going through some tough times, and I get that message a lot. Like, dude, how do I stay focused when the sky is falling? And so my reaction to that is a couple of different things. One of the I stole this from Tony Robbins, although I just said his name, so I guess I'll give him credit for it. Expectations kill us, man. Expectations kill us. We expect I'm 35 years old. I should be married. I should have 2 kids. I should have $100,000 on my 401k. I should also have an IRA. And if I have those children, by the way, I should have some sort of college savings plan put together. And it's all so society driven, man. So societal driven. You cannot be a dreamer and that individual at the same time. It's impossible. Because if you're that person, everybody I spent my corporate career with, you are living on expectations, man. We all, it's keeping up with who? Everybody say it with me. It rhymes with the Boneses, okay? We're keeping up with the Joneses, okay? Expectations, okay. Now, I'm not minimizing. Now, I don't know exactly what this individual's, what their challenge is. It could be health-wise. Could be given, you know, a bad health diagnosis. I get that too, man. I get that too. It could be financial, health, relationship, maybe going through a divorce. I don't know. But all I can ever talk about is what I've gone through in my own life. You know, I've gone through periods so many times of inferiority complex, just, you know, oh my God, I'm not good enough to do this. I can't, there's no way I'm going to be able to do, you know, they promote me, I'm going to fail. Or if I go out and speak on this topic, I'm going to just flub the dub and everybody's going to laugh at me, you know, all of that stuff. And you know, I've been through the ups and downs with that. From, I can give you a really good example, though, of going through a tough time. You guys all know the story if you've been listening for any length of time. 5 years ago this summer, my daughter Susan was born at 1 pound. My wife and I find out we're expecting right around this time. It was April of 2014. And, you know, I'm 40. I'm going to be 46 in 2014. And, God, 46 doesn't seem that old now that I'll be 51. Holy smokes. I thought 46 was old. Now it's not. I'm sure I won't think 51 is old when I'm 70. God, I hope I live to see 70. Anyways, during that summertime, Angela, my wife, was on bed rest, and so you know we're going to the emergency room 3 times a week, thinking we're losing the baby. It was horrible. It was more mental torture than any kind of torture, and it wasn't even on me. It was on my wife, 100%. I'm just there. You can't do anything. I mean, I'm just driving her around, and you know, I'm making dinners and folding laundry for and things like that, getting the kids. Oh, by the way, we had 3 daughters at the time. Now we have 4. Praise the Lord. baby Susan's now going to be 5 years old, but she was born at 1 pound, you know? So for 221 days, I'm working on a laptop inside the NICU at Children's Hospital. And how do you stay focused? And with all of that going on around you, how do you possibly stay focused? Watching her get a trach put in her and on a ventilator and getting called up. Oh, your daughter's coding. We didn't know she'd make it through the night. It's like, yay. And then you got your other kid. Hey, Dad, I need 300 for lacrosse. We got practice tomorrow. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, you want to try to keep it real for your other kids and also keep their life some semblance of normal. I say all of that to say my expectation at that point was, it could be worse. Yeah, it could be worse, because while we were in the NICU praying over our daughter, and I'm working on a laptop, literally, if you could imagine my daughter on a ventilator, she's, you know, her eyes didn't even open for 2 weeks after she was born. Remember, she was born at 24 weeks. Baby's eyes don't open until 26 weeks. But we saw them open. I was right there watching. I didn't go to a job. Didn't have to ask a boss permission, you know. See, that's the whole thing that drives me, too. I think it's so crazy that we got to go to a job 5 days a week and just to ask permission to have 2 days off. I think that's just so stupid. And if you have a job you love, that's great. We need more of you. I say it every time. I always got to qualify my statements. But most people don't. 70% of Americans don't love what they do. 90% of employees in the world don't feel like they're dialed into their passion. So what the hell are we doing? We're all just going around aimlessly chasing a paycheck. And yet, if you just focused on building out this thing that you really love to do, I've got a method and a system. You can just plug your dream right into it. It's not a big deal. If you haven't booked your call, go to everydaysaturday.com/calendar. And I'm telling you, when you plug your dream into that system, it works. It works because we hold you accountable. It's the one thing people really love is they love to be held accountable. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to have somebody helping you along the way and holding you accountable to the tasks that you got to complete? That's the beauty of it. So when I'm sitting there in front of the isolette and I'm working on my laptop, it was, it could be worse. You know why? Because we saw other parents leaving with their children and they didn't get to take them home. Meaning the parents were leaving, the children stayed behind. I should have said that better. And it was the worst case scenario. And they're sobbing uncontrollably and our hearts were breaking. It's like, imagine if a mother and father leaving the NICU without their baby, you know, and that very well could have been us for the grace of God. It wasn't, you know, we were just chosen as the family to bring this girl home and to use her as an example of a living miracle. And hey, thank you. Thank you, God, for that. But some families weren't allowed to do that. And so when I'm looking at that, my expectation meter got dialed in real quick. Like, Sammy boy, you better quit your bitching, buddy. Because it could be worse, pal. You might. And not only that, there was an 85% chance of our daughter having a profound neurological disorder. Think of cerebral palsy in a wheelchair. None of that happened. Brain bleeds went away. The hole in her heart closed. I mean, I could go on and on about all the miracles that happened every single week. Another miracle and another setback. I'm not saying it was all roses, but my expectation was just give her God. I've one point I just said, I remember when she was born, God, take my life. Just take me right now. Give Susan, she's got her entire life to live. I don't take her. Well, God gave us both, me and her and my wife and our other kids. But I say all that because the expectation of, you know, going into 2014, I remember going into 2014. I was speaking all over the place. And one week I'm in LA, another week I'm in Toronto, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Orlando, I'm all over the place, you know? And then it all stopped. No more speaking, no more travel. And I'm like, oh boy, I'd love to have those problems I was complaining about, you know. Woo, man, here come the healthcare bills, you know, and all of these things. And it was just like, man, careful what you complain about because it can always get worse. So to answer the individual who sent me the message on Instagram, I get it, man. I am by no means minimizing the difficult times you're going through. But I would also challenge you to look at everybody else around you and understand you probably have it good than most people, regardless of where you are right now. If you can get up and walk, if you can feed yourself, you know, if you've got all your faculties about you, you got it pretty good, man. You got it pretty good. A roof over your head, couple bucks in your pocket. Now, the key is, let's go take it one step further. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with what you got now? Oh, here's another thing you really got to ask yourself, by the way. What's the message? What am I supposed to be learning? How am I supposed to be growing through? Like when we went through that summer of 2014, it became immediately apparent to me that we were being used to show people that, you know, there is a miracle happening and that your best days haven't even happened yet. You know what I mean? So That's the message of plowing through adversity. And it allowed me to share this with you and the individual that asked the question on Instagram, because had I never been through that, I would never be able to teach it. Had I not gone bankrupt, I wouldn't be able to talk about that stuff. So when you're going through something, you're actually growing through something, and you're being used as a vessel to communicate back to people that their best days haven't even happened yet. You know what I mean? Like, you're going, it sounds crazy, but you're going through the negative so you can create a positive down the road for somebody else when you get out of the valley. That's why you're going through the valley, so you can help other people out. So I'm not minimizing the gentleman's difficulties. I don't even know what they are. But what I am saying is, understand, okay, here I am. All right, what's the message I'm supposed to glean from this? What is it? Give me the message. What am I supposed to glean from that? All right, now take what I got and let's multiply it. I got $20 in my bank account. Let's make it 40 by the end of the week. I got $1,000 in my savings. Let's make it 2,000 by the end of the month. I mean, things like that. Could I sell stuff on eBay? Could I drive for Uber? I mean, those are real. I would do it. I would have no qualms about it at all. I would sell stuff on eBay. I'd drive for Uber if it meant feeding my family. I would downsize everything. It's just, at some point, the ego goes away. And it's just, I'm in survival mode right then. And here's the message. Maybe I'm supposed to teach people how to make money in these different ventures. I don't know. Maybe I become a $1 million seller on eBay. I don't know. All I know is that when we stop worrying about where we're supposed to be in this life, and start thanking and giving thanks for what we actually do have right now, the conversation shifts and the mindset shifts. Guys, this is all mindset. You know that, right? Like, I'm amazed every client I bring on, which is exploding. It's just absolutely, I mean, it's just amazing the quality of people we're bringing into the coaching program, and their lives are changing. And everything's working. It's like everything is beautiful. Not perfect, just it's beautiful. Because even in a symphony with the low notes, it's beautiful. Because the low notes clash with the high notes. It's just, it's beautiful. The highs and the lows and helping people. And inside our Momentum Club, all our private clients are in there sharing their experiences and they're growing. It's just, it's magical, you know? And it's like that because I'm not afraid to put myself out there because I don't have any expectation of what should happen today. I don't know. Maybe you're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to book your call. And then maybe you and I are going to work together. And then maybe your life's going to change. And maybe you're going to change my life as a result of us working together. I don't have any expectation. All I know is what I know. All I know is what I know. And I know right now there's never been a better time to launch a movement, online or offline. There's never been a better time. People are excited. The economy's good. Regardless of what you hear on TV, doesn't matter. I'm not affiliated. I'm not going to hear one political party do another. All I'm telling you right now is I've been doing this thing for 15 years. There's never, ever, ever been a better time to launch your movement. There just hasn't been. So this stuff is all mindset. You know that, right? Like, you know it is 100% mindset. I'm amazed that our clients need more coaching in the mind. Not amazed. I'm excited, I guess is what I should say. I'm not amazed because I knew this is the case. We could give our clients strategies upon strategies upon strategies. You know, lead magnets, landing pages, sales pages, Facebook ads, all this good stuff. And it all works. And I say, but you know what they really need the most help with? Mindset. Mindset, being worthy to charge big prices, being worthy to get on the big stages, being worthy to reach out to a promoter and let them know that you got your presentation all tight. Can you send it over to them? You want to get booked. Being worthy to get themselves out there, and then how to act like you deserve it. You know, a lot of people, including myself, man, I was all messed up 15 years. All these piles of layers of, you know, insecurity I'm trying to swim out from under and all this stuff. But the Everyday Saturday Method doesn't let you fail. Because even when you come out of it with only your crystal clear message, your passion, and the purpose, the reason why you even wake up, that's winning, man. You're winning. So whatever you got right now, be thankful for and give thanks for that. Don't be shy, but give thanks for that. Thank you. I got $1,000 in my bank account. That's awesome. Well, my buddy has $100,000. I don't care about your buddy. You ain't your buddy, okay? Who's to say 5 years from now you won't be banking $100,000 a day? You don't know that. So create momentum off gratitude, not expectations. You can't create momentum off expectations. You can create a hell of a lot of momentum off gratitude. All right. Thank you for the question. You know who you are. You're a podcast listener. So thank you for submitting that via Instagram. And we're off on another week, everybody. This is going to be an amazing week. Book your call. everydayisaturday.com/calendar. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.